Today on the Eagles Talent Quick Keynote Podcast, emerging markets expert speaker John Castiglione. This podcast is brought to you by Eagles Talent Speakers Bureau, for speakers who inspire, educate, and entertain. You can find us online at eaglestalent.com. John Castiglione, welcome to Quick Keynotes Podcast from Eagles Talent. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Sheldon. Good to be here with you today.
John, it's a new year, and while we always like to kick off a new year with being positive, I'd like to start off being realistic. Where are we right now with the U.S. economy?
Well, we're seeing some positive signs, which is quite encouraging. At the same time, we see unemployment, even though it's come down a bit, it's really not because more people are going to work. It's because less people are losing their jobs. Mm-hmm. And we start to see some of the continuing debt issues still not being handled. So while it's encouraging, many of the underlying fundamentals in the economy just still aren't there. And the biggest one of all is that consumer spending, and everything comes down, whether it's B2B or B2C, it all comes down to consumer spending. And, we just are not going to be as strong for some years as we have been in the past.
Given some of the current predictions, what do you think CEOs and business owners should do?
It is important for them to be brutally realistic with the fundamentals of their business. Mm-hmm. And that includes understanding where their business has come from in the past and where it will come from in the future. And for those companies that have been largely, and some of them exclusively, depending upon business coming from the U.S.,
right,
they need to really take a hard look at that going forward, because we've entered into a decade of low growth. And in fact, many of the companies in the U.S. that are doing business outside of the U.S. have been, doing a lot of that business in Europe. And Europe is right along with the U.S. They're in the same decade of low growth. And in fact, it's going to be a bit worse for most European countries.
What it sounds like is you're asking a business to, take a look at entering some of these, the foreign markets, the emerging markets. What kind of steps does a business need to do to enter these foreign markets?
Well, the first one is to make a sort of a burn the boats kind of commitment that you're either going to do it or you're not.
Right.
And there's no such thing as try.
Right.
And I think that's the first thing.
Interesting.
And then once that commitment is made, then to begin to identify those markets, those countries that your business wants to target. And there's going to be, some reasons why some countries will be targeted versus others. We are spending so much of our time not just advising companies, but actually bringing companies to high growth emerging markets in the Middle East and in East Africa, West Africa, in Asia. And we're taking some companies that are rather new to all of this, and it's working. And then a strategy, and development of that strategy really is going to be dependent upon the nature of the organization,
right,
of the products and the services that they sell,
mm-hmm,
and the resources that are available to these companies. That will really guide the development of the strategy, in large measure.
It's interesting. I think a key point that you hit right off the bat was you have to make the commitment. And I think often companies, they start off by saying, let's try to do this or let's try to do that, instead of really making a commitment and a plan to do it.
First of all, it's not easy. And at the same time, it's not as painful and as difficult as it may otherwise be perceived. It's new. It'll be new for them. It's new culturally, for the organization, to deal with foreign countries and businesses from foreign countries. And what we find is that one of the things that has to go away is the notion that, well, we've got the real business, you know, here in the United States, and then everything outside of the United States is sort of add-on or sort of maybe different or funny kind of business. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. And when you look at the companies, whether they be, you know, large Fortune 500 companies or maybe companies that, from the middle market, you know, within the U.S., the SMEs, the ones that are doing really well, they have most of their business coming from outside of the U.S., mm-hmm. and most of that business is coming from high-growth emerging markets.
So, John, you've written about two primary modes for companies to internationalize its business, proactive and reactive. Mm-hmm. Can you define these terms and maybe provide an example where they have been utilized?
Certainly. Let's start with reactive, mm-hmm. because it is the one that probably would resonate more with most companies. Although when we see the actual application of the two, proactive and reactive, they're probably evenly distributed. But reactive is simply, it's what we call a client following. Mm-hmm. And that is where you have a client or a customer that you're working with now, and presumably a U.S. company in the United States with a U.S. client that has operations, has businesses outside of the U.S. in different parts of the world, and you as a company have proven that you've done a really, really good job with them, and you follow them. You seize an opportunity to do business for them in a different part of the world, and they will take you there. And so what you do is, you know, from a risk perspective, there is, it's not just perceived, but there generally is, you know, lower risk when you've got a client with whom you've had a relationship, and you ask them, you say, listen, I'd like to do business with you, in the Middle East. Do you have any projects there? Or I'd like to do business with you in South America. Do you have any projects there? And then you work with them and you go forward. I just had to give a speech at the University of California in Irvine, and which is one of the premier universities in the U.S. For design and architecture. Right. And it was an example of a company that I talked about there, and this is a company called McNally, and what they had done is they had business that they were doing with the Sheraton, they're a design firm, an architecture firm, with Sheraton and Marriott, and basically Sheraton and Marriott had, they're building many, many new hotels in the Middle East, because that's, the oil rich countries, they're thriving, they're moving forward, mm-hmm. and they just followed them. And they said, listen, we've done good work for you in other parts of, in other parts of the country. Can we do something for you, in another part of the world? And they followed them there. So it worked quite well. Mm-hmm. And so then when we look at proactive is actually, there's another term for that. It's called market seeking. Mm-hmm. Reactive is client following or customer following. Proactive is market seeking. And that is where you've targeted a specific market. And you say, listen, I've done my research. I know that this country, when I say market, I mean country. This country, this market, would really suit us well. We have these products, we have these services, they can fit well. And then you begin to look for some of the, sort of the common intersections that you may have together. And when I say that, vis-a-vis any kind of personal relationships, mm-hmm. relationships with suppliers, relationships with other businesses, with some local partners, bringing in consultants or advisors to be able to take you to that market.
And finally, John, what do you say to companies who have trepidation about stepping outside their comfort zone to enter the emerging markets?
What they need to do is they need to balance that with the trepidation that they should have about being so darn dependent upon a market like the U.S. Right, that right. may not be giving them the robust growth that they've enjoyed in the past.
Right.
And so it's a balancing. And from most of us that have been able to make some investments over the years, whether you're in the stock market, whether you're in mutual funds, however you're doing it, you have to have a portfolio approach, to your business and where your business is going to be coming from. I am by no means saying that we abandon the U.S. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Okay, the U.S. is still the largest economy out there. It's over 14.5 trillion U.S. dollars.
You're saying don't ignore the other opportunities.
Okay, exactly. So you don't ignore the U.S. Of course not. Yeah. But you have to be realistic in terms of the growth in the U.S. Okay, and also understand too that when you start to see the demand shrinking, even though the demand's there, but the growth parameter is not there, you're going to see a lot more competitive activity in the U.S. You're going to see a lot more consolidations that'll be taking place. You'll see larger companies, especially if you're a small and medium-sized company, where they never sort of played in your market, where they never really, went after your business, especially if you're a mid-sized company. Now they are going to do it because that pie is not growing as rapidly. And so you've got to balance that. So yes, you continue with your U.S. business. At the same time, you put together a strategy to go after high growth business, high growth emerging markets, and that is outside of the United States.
John, thank you so much again for joining us, and it's been a pleasure having you.
It's been my pleasure too, Sheldon. I wish you all the best and all the best to all the listeners.
You've been listening to the Eagles Talent Quick Keynotes Podcast.
This has been an Eagles Talent Speakers Bureau production.